Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Help Tailgate Radio stay free to download by completing this short anonymous survey. It'll take no more than 5 minutes, and your answers will help match our show with advertisers that best fit the sensibilities of our podcast and its listeners like you. Listeners who complete the survey will be entered into an ongoing monthly raffle to win a $100 Amazon gift card. We promise not to share or sell your email address, and we won't send you an email unless you win. Please go to podsurvey.com/tailgate. That's podsurvey.com/tailgate to take our survey and get a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Thanks from everybody here at Tailgate Radio.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
Up in the parking lot, got the bed on ice and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some. Cause everybody wants some
Welcome back, Tailgate Nation, and thank you for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I'm your host, the Grill Sergeant John Largent, and we've got a phenomenal show for you this week. I'm coming to you from the mean streets of Tampa, Florida. I'm at the Renaissance International Plaza Hotel overlooking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium, and I couldn't be more excited to be here. And I couldn't be more excited to tell you about my guest this week. My main guest is the former Pac-10 Player of the Year, starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos, a 10-year NFL career. I'm talking about none other than Jake the Snake Plummer, and he's going to be right here telling us about what he's got going on these days. And man, it's an interesting story, all the things he's doing, all the side projects he's doing, his take on the NFL, just a great interview with Jake Plummer. And he's going to be talking also about a big event he's got going on this weekend at the University of Phoenix Stadium for the Cardinals game. So you want to make sure to catch details on this, particularly if you're in the Phoenix area. But anybody that's interested in tailgating with Jake, you can do that. And we're going to give you all the details in our great interview with Jake Plummer. We've also got Papa Bowie from Bowie's Gourmet. And this is an entrepreneurial endeavor. This guy has a great sauce company. He's based up in the Pacific Northwest in Spokane, Washington, and he's going to tell you all about his product and how you can get your hands on it, because I've tried it, I've tasted it. It is phenomenal, and you're going to want to get your hands on it as quickly as possible. So we've got that going on this week. We'll have some tailgating news, and we've just got a phenomenal show. So when we come back, we're going to jump right into our interview with Jake Plummer. Now, before we do that, though, I want to make an announcement here that we're really excited about here at Tailgate Radio. You know, currently you can catch us at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also catch us at Podomatic, Podomatic.com, and onto iTunes. Well, as of this week, you can now catch our show each and every week on TuneIn, on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. I know a ton of people that have that app. I think over 10 million people have that app. And if you've got it, you can now just type in Tailgate Radio, and we're right there on your TuneIn app. I know a lot of people listen to sports radio, talk radio, listen to their favorite FM and AM stations through the TuneIn app, no matter where they are in the country. And now you can download and listen to Tailgate Radio from anywhere in the world on the TuneIn app. But that's not all, as they say on those infomercials. But wait, there's more. You can also catch Tailgate Radio now on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio is also one of the biggest platforms for podcasting and also any on-demand content on the radio. So we are super excited to now be available on Stitcher. You can catch us at Tailgate Radio there and on the TuneIn app. And as we continue to grow our audience and continue to grow the outlets that you can catch our show on, that TuneIn app, for example, is available in some late model cars. So if you have Wi-Fi capabilities, you can now get our show on your way to the stadium, in your car, your truck, your SUV, wherever you've got that capability. So we are super excited about that as well. As we continue to grow, There are just more and more outlets that you can catch Tailgate Radio, and so we want to let you know about that. And it's phenomenal news for us. It's a big step for us, and we, as we continue to grow and build our platform for Tailgate Radio, those two outlets, TuneIn and Stitcher, have been added to the Tailgate Radio broadcasting network, and we couldn't be more excited about that. So when we come back, folks, we're going to talk with Jake the Snake Plumber about everything he's got going on and how you can tailgate with Jake this weekend in the greater Phoenix area. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add-to-your-existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit KingControls.com to find a retailer near you or go to GetYourTailgater.com and order it online. That's KingControls.com or GetYourTailgater.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Riverwalk in San Antonio, Texas, it's Tailgate Radio.
All right, folks, welcome back to Tailgate Radio, and this time I want to bring in my very special guest this week. He is a former Pac-10 Player of the Year. He also went on to have a great storied career with the Arizona Cardinals and the Denver Broncos, a 10-year NFL vet. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Jake the Snake Plumber.
Hey, how's it going today, guys?
Fantastic. Jake, so you had an exciting night, it sounds like, with some Halloween activities going on?
Oh yeah, you know, it's as your kids grow up, my oldest is 4, gives new meaning to all the fun holidays after trick-or-treating and getting all our candy, all the loot out and organizing it, and before he went to bed, he said, so what's next after Halloween? I said, it's Thanksgiving, it's not as exciting as Halloween, but it's still a good one, but we had a great time, and we were trick-or-treating around the neighborhood, and just did it like, brought back old good memories growing up when I was a kid.
That's great. Well, speaking of growing up, you're from Idaho. A lot of people don't know about it. And Idaho, to me, is one of the most beautiful states in the country. How did growing up in Idaho in that whole area shape and develop you as a young person?
Well, it was a great place to grow up. Boise, back when I was born in 74, wasn't quite like it is today. There was, around 65,000, 70,000 people, and it kept growing and growing. But we had a great time growing up as kids, you know, able to ride our bikes everywhere and had good schools and had family close. And I was lucky when I was real young, I got to spend some time in the Sawtooth Mountains. Our family moved up to the mountains to go live up there. So I spent a couple years of my early childhood life, 3, 4, or 5 years old, up in the Sawtooth Mountains, playing around in creeks and streams and hiking in the sawtooths. And really good for a kid to learn how to be away from a little bit, not society, but just be out in nature and be creative and have fun. So I was very blessed that way. And And then growing up, the rest of the time, spent a lot of time in North Idaho with my dad up in Coeur d'Alene, which is beautiful. And like you said, Idaho is a very, kind of not the most sought out destination by a lot of people, but once people come check it out, they always come back. It's one of those kind of places.
Yeah, it's one of those best kept secrets. You almost don't want to tell too many people about it, or they'll be moving in there. I know folks over in Montana have had that problem with all the folks from the West Coast moving up there. So yeah, keep Idaho to yourself. It's such a beautiful place.
Well, you'd like to share it because it is pretty amazing, especially the Sawtooth Mountains. If anybody's never been to the Sawtooth Mountains, they're pretty amazing. A lot of natural lakes up there. You can go up and go hiking and get away from everybody and be removed up in a really beautiful place that really you wonder how it was formed and what took place. But we get up there as a family a lot, go backpacking up in the high mountains and have a good old time.
That's great. That's fantastic. Yeah, I just remember when I'd go visit Boise, we would always check in at the Galaxy Cafe. I don't even know if that place is there, if you even remember that place. It was like an old 50s diner.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing that. I don't think it's there anymore. A lot of those old places, got bought out or, phased out or whatever. But a lot of people don't know finger steaks originated in Boise, Idaho. And people might wonder out there listening, what's a finger steak? But it's a piece of steak breaded and then deep fried, and then you use it, have dipping sauces that are really, really good. And that's where they originated, was in Boise, Idaho at the Torch Lounge. So a little fun fact for people out there wondering if they've ever even heard of finger steaks, but let alone where they originated. They're good stuff.
Well, coming out of Idaho as a blue chipper, I'm sure you were heavily recruited by schools all over the place, and you ended up going to Arizona State. What were the factors that went into going from moving to Idaho down to the desert in Arizona?
Well, there are a lot of things. As a young kid, you're 18 years old, coming out of high school, presented with a really big opportunity and a huge decision that you have to make at such a young age, and you really learn to kind of grow up quickly, and decisions made at that time of your life, you never know how they're going to play out. But I was recruited heavily by a lot of different schools. The very first call I ever received on I think it was June 4th, the first day they could call, I got an early morning wake up call from Coach Bruce Snyder, who's the head coach at Arizona State for the Sun Devils, and he offered me a scholarship day one, first day they could contact you, and said I was their number one QB that they wanted. And that held a lot of weight when the other schools were coming into the game late, coming into the game middle of the season, saying, "Oh, we want to recruit you and offer you a scholarship." I always thought back that first day and ASU's commitment to being the first ones to call me. And then the big thing was when the home visit, when Bruce Snyder looked me in the eye and said, "With you coming to Arizona State, I believe we'll have a chance to win a national championship." So a young kid from Boise, Idaho, I was weighing about 170 with a bad looking mullet and skinny, just scraggly kid. For a coach to tell me that, that held a lot of weight. It resonated with me, and made the decision over Washington State was my other choice because that was kind of close to where some family was up in North Idaho. And I think I made the right decision. Ultimately, it was a few tough years at Arizona State, but we damn near won a national championship. And Coach Snyder put a lot of pieces together and was a great coach. And I had a great time. A big difference from Idaho to the desert, but I was glad I got away from home and got a chance to grow up on my own and experience college at a great institution.
Yeah, and didn't you guys go undefeated? Was it your senior year? And then you had the And then the Rose Bowl lost. Was that to Ohio State? I'm trying to remember that.
Yep, we lost to Ohio State. We were undefeated going in, and actually had a chance to share the national title possibly if Florida State was playing Florida, I think, and if Florida State would have won, then we both would have been undefeated. But we ended up losing that game. It was a tough one. I think we just needed a few more seconds on the clock. I think we would have scored to possibly win. But it was just a hard way to end a college career. A lot of guys, it was really tough because it was their last football game that they ever played in. I knew I had a chance to go on to the next level. I believed I had a chance. And to end up my career like that on that kind of a season, it's great memories. We were undefeated and had just a great time. Our senior year culminated a lot of losses prior to that, a lot of learning experiences the few years leading up to that to really put together an amazing season, and one that they'll be talking about for a long time. Even though we lost in the Rose Bowl, it was still just a great fun time for all of us.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm trying to remember, now, when you were drafted by the Arizona Cardinals, I think you were drafted in the second round, but did you guys play in the same stadium that you played in college?
Yep, Sun Devil Stadium right there in Tempe between the A Mountain and the little Tempe Buttes there. It's a great stadium, a really fun place to play. You know, in today's day and age with the NFL stadiums, it wasn't up to par, you know, with the suite levels and all the bells and whistles. You know, for a college stadium, there's nothing better. I mean, I played in front of, you know, a couple of games my senior year in front of 70,000 plus, which was just amazing. You know, to go from struggling early in my college career where we might have a close to a packed house a couple times to going to where we had, you know, four or five games my senior year where it was packed to the gills. It was just an awesome experience. And then getting to play there again as a pros, it was a nice transition. It gave me a chance to kind of think back to my days as a Sun Devil. Go out there. I remember my first preseason game playing against the Oakland Raiders, and it was nerve-wracking. I mean, I'm playing against NFL football players, and I thought I had to do something real special, but it was still football, so I just kind of thought back to playing, and I said, we're just playing the Trojans today. All it is the USC Trojans. Go out there and just play football, and it kind of helped, and being in, you know, the comfortable confines of Sun Devil Stadium helped ease a little bit of that stress and nervous. It's definitely nice to play a lot of games on that beautiful grass.
Yeah, did you feel like it gave you a competitive advantage? Because, you know, a lot of those fields have the, you know, I played high school ball, but even at that level, I remember that there were certain stadiums where you remember certain areas that may give you, where there's a dip or there's something going on. Did that make you feel more comfortable out on that field as a pro?
Yeah, the whole experience of being in that stadium a bunch, and then looking down at the south end of the stadium, and there was the Intercollegiate Athletic Building where we did all of our study halls and had all of our meals and all of our film sessions. You know, the building that I spent my 4 years in college in was right there at the end of the south end zone. So in a way, it was very comforting, and to know that that there might be some of the administrators or tutors or anybody up there watching us play on Sunday, it was definitely a comforting feeling. And I love that grass there in Tempe and at Sun Devil Stadium. There's no better playing surface. I mean, it's fast, it's real, it's actually grass. You get grass stains on your uniforms, which I love today's day with all that fake grass. It's weird. You go in to turn on a game, you don't know if it's the first play of the game or the last. Guys don't even have a grass stain on them. So I miss some of that, but getting back to Tempe, I try to get back there at least once or twice a year to catch a Sun Devils game. And this year I'm going to actually catch a Cardinals game out of their new stadium, which will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that. You spent the bulk of your NFL career, I think you had a 10-year career, and most of it was in Arizona, and you spent some time with the Broncos. But what are some of the biggest changes that you've seen from when you were an active player in the league to now?
Well, I think the biggest difference you see, I witnessed this a couple weekends ago. The touchdowns now are going up a lot more, touchdowns being thrown by quarterbacks. But when I saw something interesting, I think it was Emmanuel Sanders with the Broncos. He went up high for a ball in the end zone. I mean, he was off the ground by a couple feet. There were three defenders around him. And back in my day, if you threw a ball up there like that with three defenders, someone was going to be laying there on the turf when that play was over, and most likely the ball was going to be bouncing around and it was going to be the next down. Well, he went up and caught the ball and came down, and the defender was right there, but he didn't even hit him. So the game has changed. You know, it's not as violent as it was, and I think with the violence getting curtailed and being flagged and keeping these guys away from those violent, vicious hits, it's allowed for offenses to flourish and actually throw 50-plus TDs in one season. You know, a lot of those touchdowns are high-thrown balls that are a receiver or nobody. But back in those days, if I threw a ball like that, my receivers were going to be over there on the sideline grimacing in pain, holding their ribs, saying, "Come on, Snake, you got to put that on my numbers." And that's a big change to me. I mean, I think it's good in a way, and then also it's bad in a way, because I think the game is violent, and if we're going to kid ourselves to try to make it safer, that's like saying riding a motorcycle, we're going to make it safer to ride your motorcycle in traffic. No, it's dangerous. It's dangerous, and you could very likely get hurt badly in a crash, but just like football, it's a violent game. They're trying their best to make it a little less non-viable, that there's going to be a phase, a moment where we turn back to just letting guys go play.
The players are just so much bigger and so much faster and so much stronger that, you know, I read somewhere that every play, a guy's on the line, it's equivalent to a 25 or 30 mile an hour car wreck. So that's violence.
Those linemen that hit their heads over and over, and people think that head trauma comes from like big, huge, crashing blows, but it's not. It's not necessarily that. It's the repetitive blows to the head, and that's what these old linemen do. And that's why you see them having a lot less of a life to live after the game. You know, short lifespans, and it's a sad thing. But I think we all knew getting into it that hey, football is a violent sport, and you know, you're probably going to come out of it with some bumps and bruises. That's just the way it goes. It's funny you mentioned the size of guys. I saw a little deal on TV. I was watching that 30 for 30 about the Miami University, the U. What a great, you know, great piece they put together. And I was looking at they showed a roster. All these defensive ends, O-linemen, they were weighing about 240, 250 pounds. And I was laughing, going, wow, that's what a significant change we've seen in just the players' weight. And that's in 20 years. Guys are now, you know, 310 pounds, still the same speed, able to run around like that. That's doing nothing but one thing, and that's causing a lot more violent collisions. You've got high school kids even now that are weighing 250 pounds that are ripped up and muscular, and that's just scary. I don't know. I think it's a game that's trending in the direction of more violence, even though they're trying to make it safer, just because of what we're talking about. The size and the speed of guys is trickling all the way down into high school and even into junior high.
Do you think the efforts that the NFL and other organizations are doing to bring that head trauma and things to the forefront, do you think that's helpful in the league, or do you think it's kind of masking the fact that, as you said, they're continuing to get bigger, faster, stronger?
I think it's their effort to try to save the game. It's definitely, it needs to be brought to the forefront. I think they need to understand that the game is violent, and they should be flagging illegal hits with guys coming in on, you know, Sports Center still will show the big, huge tackle, even though it's a illegal hit and a spear. They'll still show that over and over if it's one of their stars. And that to me is wrong. I think they should show the form tackles and the guys that are doing it right and coming in with their shoulder. And yeah, there's going to be contact with your head because you can't avoid that. But if you're coming in and trying to move that out of the way and then you hit him with your shoulders, that should be a good hit. That's not targeting doing your job. That's hitting the guy in front of you and not letting him get the first down, which is what we're all paid to do in the NFL, is to make sure to do your job. So I think that there's definitely got to be a shift in that. You can't take away the hard hits because it's a man's job out there, and there's some big-time guys that are doing their job. I just think that, you know, going back to fundamentals is key. Keep teaching kids how to tackle right, but it's hard to say they ever learn how to do that when you put helmets on them when they're 7 years old. When you got a helmet on you, it's like a weapon. Give a kid a little sword. What's he going to go do? He's going to go hit the dog with it. You put a helmet on him, what's he going to do? He's going to go hit somebody with it. It's a weapon. So taking helmets off of kids, I think, till they're at least 13 or 14 would be one way to save the game and at least try to help these kids save their brains so they don't have more propensity to have that problem down the road when they get older.
I'm here with Jake Plummer, 10-year veteran of the NFL, and man, doing my research and my crack research team, which is me and my laptop. I saw that you had, after you left the NFL, you had quite an accomplished handball career. Tell me about that, because that's interesting to me, because I wouldn't have seen that coming.
Well, it's a real sport, you know. It's one of the original games there ever was. Handball is a ball and a wall. And if you got hands, even if you don't have hands, I know guys that play with fingers missing, and they get out there and smack it around. You know, it's a fun game. I got introduced to it as a youngster. My dad was a Washington State champ and Idaho State champ back in the late 70s, early 80s. He got us all playing the game. Me and both my older brothers play. It's a really great environment. It's a, you know, life sport. Try to teach youngsters how to play it because they're all focused on trying to become the best they can, and whether it's baseball, football, or basketball, whatever their chosen sport is. Sports all come to an end at one point in their lives, and especially football, because you can't just go play football when you're 50. But handball, you can play until you're in your 80s, and that's why I love it. It's a great play sport that enhances all your athletic abilities, your hand-eye coordination, your quickness, your mental toughness, your endurance. It's a great sport. I try to teach as many kids as I can because, like I said, it's a life sport. It's something they could do and compete at and have fun at. You know, the handball tournaments are a blast. Everyone's having a good time and competing, and it's a sport that I'll be playing hopefully till I'm dead and gone, but we'll see that along with golf once I get slowing down. But handball is my sport of choice now. It's for anybody. It's for all people that like a challenge, because the hardest thing a lot of people come to see when they play handball is that using your off hand. So if you're right-handed, you got to learn how to use your hand. And I think it brings balance to your body. It brings balance to your whole system. You got to use your weak hand, and it takes an extreme mental toughness to get over missing until finally you get to where you learn how to get it back with your off hand, and then the game picks up and it becomes a lot of fun. So, yeah, try to teach youngsters out there, and if anybody listening has any interest and they get back in touch with you, send them my way. I'll show them where a game is or where they can learn how to play and get gear and get out there at the ball and hit it against the wall.
One of the things that that I am excited to talk about, too, is that you've got your own podcast. And I listened to several episodes, and, man, those things are very enjoyable. It's called Snake's Takes. Tell us about Snake's Takes and how that got started.
Well, thanks for listening, for one. And I try to keep it interesting. And, you know, everyone's got a voice these days, and I try to bring something fresh to it, try not to be too negative in today's world. A lot of these pundits and a lot of these guys talking are pointing out all the negatives and what could have been better and what they should have done. I like to try things that happened and say, hey, this was awesome to watch and a good time. And then Sports USA Media was the organization that approached me to do a podcast. They have a few different guys doing some podcasts, Fred Dreyer and Joe Morgan, Lee Steinberg, and myself included. And, you know, it's a great chance for me to kind of emote, get things off my chest, remember old times playing. It's been kind of like therapy for me to get to interview some of my old buddies and have them on as guests. It's a great time. It's kind of a weekly deal we do. It lasts from 30 to 40 minutes, and it's brought on a lot of new challenges and some fun things, and just kind of having fun with my post-career, trying to keep people enlightened a little bit, and Snake's Takes is just that opportunity for me to do that, have a good time with it. Like I said, you have a podcast, you know what it's like. You just try to find interesting stuff out there. There's such a wealth of knowledge out there and so many interesting little tidbits to share with people, that's what I try to do.
Yeah, what's the best way that folks can subscribe to that or download it so they can start listening to it every week?
Yeah, you can find it at sportsusamedia.com, podcast1, that's podcastone.com. You can even go to iTunes and find it, or there's a TuneIn app for your smartphone. And, you know, it's on-demand radio pretty much. I try to have a good time with it, and I tell people all the time, listen, if you like it, keep listening. That's all right with me. It's not going to hurt my feelings. So have fun with it. If it's something you like to listen to, have fun with it. My dad listens to every one of them. He thinks it's great, but that's my dad, so, you know, he's going to love it no matter what. But I'm having fun with it. It's a good experience, and I'm doing some TV work with the Pac-12 networks and also doing some color commentary with Sports USA Media on the radio. And having a podcast really just helps my brain keep moving and getting old stuff out of there, and definitely helps with being alert and knowing how to speak in public, which is a good trait to have for anybody that's in our industry and gets done. It's a great way to stay tied to the game, but also mentally challenge yourself to stay fresh and up to date.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier in our interview that you like to get back to Tempe from time to time. And speaking of that, coming up this Sunday on November 9th, you've got the Jake the Snake Tailgate Throwdown. And folks can find out more about that at tailgatewithjake.com. But tell us what's going on over there at University of Phoenix Stadium this Sunday.
Well, one of my sponsors for the podcast is King Controls, and they are the innovator and creator of a little portable satellite called the Tailgater. So it's about a 10-pound unit that's in a little enclosed, huge little plastic, looks like a big, huge Tupperware. You can take it anywhere you want. You plug it into a dish receiver and to your TV, and voila, you got
TV wherever you want. And with tailgating going on, the amount of people that tailgate nowadays at games, it's a great, you know, little product that everyone that does the tailgating scene, they should have one, because it's so easy. You push a button, it finds a satellite. So I met these guys out at Dish Summit out in Nashville, Tennessee, and we kind of formed a relationship. They started sponsoring the podcast, and I just wanted to help them, you know, try to get their word out and get people to check this tailgater out. So I said, let's do some tailgates. And no better way than to be sitting there with one of these on, with the game going, cooking some broths, drinking some beer prior to a game. So we decided to throw down a tailgate with Jake.com is where you can go to check out the whole deal. And we're going to pick one winner that submits an entry form of why they tailgate and how long they've been doing it. And we get to pick which one we want to go hang out with. And they get a free tailgate or satellite, a dish, or a receiver, and dish programming for the rest of the NFL season. So it's going to be a fun deal. There's nothing better than tailgating. I mean, everyone's hopes are up. No one's won or lost the game yet, so you get to go out there with a fresh slate and have a good time, throw the football around and take some pictures and talk about the good old times. So for me, it's a lot of fun to see my fans, thank them in person for rooting for me, and call them out if they booed me, tell them they shouldn't have done that, and you know, just have a good time with it.
We're here with Jake the Snake Plumber, going to be out at the University of Phoenix Stadium for the Cardinals game this Sunday, November 9th. tailgatewithjake.com. You want to jump on there and sign up. He may be at your next tailgate party out at the stadium this weekend. So Jake, I want to thank you so much for coming in, and one more time, how can they listen to Snake's Takes every week to catch up with what you're doing, and as you said, an opportunity to kind of get things off your mind?
Well, you know, one thing they can do is follow me on Twitter. I have a Twitter account. It's @takes, and they can check me out there, and I'll be posting every podcast we do through sportsusamedia.com. That's one way to go find it, at their website or at podcast1.com, iTunes, or the TuneIn app for your smartphone. So anybody out there, you know, I'd love it if you go listen to it, and then if there's something you think I should have done or said, or if you got questions for me or my guests, you can send me a tweet at @snakestakes, and you know, we'll have your question on the show and reference you, and maybe they'll get some followers too. But yeah, anybody out there that wants to do it, I'd love to have you check it out, and I'm always open for suggestions on how to make it better or more entertaining also.
Well, we want to thank you for coming into Tailgate Radio this week. Before we go, what's your favorite tailgate food? We always ask our guests that come in, what do they prefer when they're out in the parking lot?
Man, there's nothing better than like pulled barbecue pork. That's about as good as it gets with some beans. But the one essential ingredient is having cold beer, because that all goes down better with a cold beer. And you know, I have a good time out there tailgating. I get to see it from the other side when I was coming in on the bus, serious and getting ready for the game, and seeing all these people out having a blast. Now I get to be that in that group out there having a blast prior to the game. No stress, no worries, just a fan of the game having a good time.
I certainly want to thank you for coming in this week, and make sure you catch him over at Twitter, and make sure you listen to him every week on Snake's Takes. And if you're out in the Arizona, in the Phoenix area, make sure you catch him out there this Sunday out there with Tailgate with Jake for the Jake the Snake Tailgate Throwdown. And we really appreciate you coming in this week to Tailgate Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, John. You have a good week.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
Time is right to use a spud spike. Boil and spice, make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spike?
Spud spike's the original food grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. Your oil and spice, and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on the outside.
Tailgating news from across the globe and beyond.
All right, folks, welcome back. At this time, I want to bring in my good friend from Spokane, Washington. He is the owner, proprietor,
manufacturer, chief bottle washer, and all of the above from Bowie's Gourmet, the one and only Papa Bowie. Welcome into Tailgate Radio.
How you doing?
Good, man. Tell us about what you're doing up there in Spokane, Washington. You sent me a care package. I got it earlier in the week. And, man, you talk about a kick in the pants as far as taste goes. Tell me what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that. We make what we consider a gourmet finishing sauces. They're hot sauces, pepper-based. We focus on the perfect balance between heat and flavor.
Now, how long have you been perfecting your different sauces? The one I tried today, as a matter of fact, was the Jamaican or the sweet Jamaican jerk.
That one I've been making about 7 or 8 years. The original sauce that I also sent to you, the original pepper sauce, I've been making for about 22 years. And we finally, through the support of loyal sauce fans and some small businesses that support local here in Spokane, were able to go commercial with the first sauce 2 years ago.
Now, most people that get into this line of work and delve into the culinary arts, a lot of them do have background as chefs or just have been around kitchens for a long time. What's your story?
I'm a latchkey kid, so I learned to cook kind of by watching my mom and dad. My dad is half black, half Native American, and my mom's Japanese. And so there was a lot of different influences there. But then I left home early and worked at the alert facility Chow Hall here at Fairchild Air Force Base. And then from there, met my now wife, and her dad is really the guy that got me loving barbecue and barbecue and smoke cooking, which then led to wanting to do something more.
So what took the leap from this being a hobby or something you were pretty, you enjoyed doing to actually taking that step where you now get packagers involved, manufacturers, labelers, and you're actually mass producing this product for the folks to enjoy?
I always tell my kid when I cook for them, I'm giving them a hug, and there's nothing that replaces the feeling of when you cook for somebody and you see their face light up because they like what you've done. And like I was saying, with the to get to commercial, the commercial status, we would cook in small batches, and we'd hand out. We would then rebottle in the bottles that we got that we used the sauces with, and we'd hand them out to friends and family. And then they would end up handing them out to their friends and family. And the feedback was just so positive that pretty soon demand started to kind of outgrow what we could do on a hobby basis. And so we started looking at commercial packaging and bottling and stuff.
Now, I tried the original, and I've also, as I mentioned, tried the sweet Jamaican jerk. Do you have any more flavors, or you have any more that you're working on right now?
Definitely. The next sauce out is my barbecue sauce. And I originally wasn't going to do a barbecue sauce for production because everybody and their dog has a barbecue sauce. But I got such great feedback when I would cater an event or do a barbecue, for a birthday party or homecoming or something, that we decided that would be the next sauce out. And then the next sauce following that is one that I call Dragon's Breath, and it's a 180 degree turn in flavor because it's heavy soy sauce based with the pepper ingredient, but this one's sweet and savory. From the soy sauce side of it, really Asian inspired.
Yeah. When do you expect those out?
It depends on sales. We're growing slowly so that we can keep up with sales. So I'm hoping that sales do well enough that instead of waiting 2 years, that maybe this spring I can bring the barbecue sauce out, and then again it'll be play it by ear, sales continue, and then hopefully in the fall or the following spring, the dragon breath will come out. And then I have a chili lime cilantro that I do. I do a peanut sauce that's been real popular, and several others.
Well, I know the two flavors that you sent me were out of this world, and I know as I travel the country and visit different folks doing tailgating across the country, and this is a really it's a familiar taste, but it's really different than what I experience out there in most places. How can folks get a hold of you, and more importantly, how can they order the Bowie's Gourmet products?
We have a website that they can order from, www.bowiesgourmet.com.
And that's B-O-O-E-Y-S, correct?
Correct. No hyphen for the website. They can email me at papabowie@gmail.com as well. And if they're local, the Pacific Northwest, there's several sites where they can pick up the sauce locally.
Fantastic. Well, I want to tell you, Casey, I really do appreciate you sending the samples and giving us some time today on Tailgate Radio, because we're always looking for something a little different and something that's got some unique taste and flavor. And as we talk to all the parking lot pros in the parking lots across the stadiums in the country, I know this would be a great addition to their game day kit. And so I want to make sure that everybody gets out there. Tell them one more time how they can get a hold of Bowie's Gourmet Sauces.
Okay, thank you. They can go to our website, www.bowiesgourmet.com, and that's B-O-O-E-Y-S, gourmet.com. They can reach me on Twitter, at Papa Bowie, with two P's, P-A-P-P-A-B-O-O-E-Y, or I have a Facebook page as well, Bowie's Gourmet on Facebook, and they can also email me at papabowie@gmail.com, and they can email me. I love talking to people and emailing back and forth and just sharing.
Casey Bowie from Bowie's Gourmet, thank you for coming into this week's Tailgate Radio, and all the best to you, and can't wait to taste some of your newer samples when you get those ready.
Oh, I'll make sure I get them out to you, and I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you very much.
All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank my very special guest, Jake the Snake Plumber, for coming in. Don't forget, if you're in the greater Phoenix area, you can tailgate with Jake this weekend at University of Phoenix Stadium for the Cardinals game. Go to tailgatewithjake.com to learn more about that great event with our good folks over at King Controls and the Tailgater at tailgatewithjake.com. And you can find out all the details on how you can hang out with Jake Plummer this weekend at the game. You can also go and check out our good friends over at King Controls. That's King, like royalty, K-I-N-G, controls.com to find a retailer near you for the great Tailgater portable satellite system. Or you can go to getyourtailgater.com to buy one online. And they're going to be out there with Jake Plummer this weekend. A great, great event. I wish I could be out there myself. So make sure if you're in the greater Phoenix area that you go catch the Jake the Snake Tailgate Throwdown with King Controls and the Tailgater. And we wish them all the best this weekend and hope that everybody that goes out there has a great time. Jake Plummer, great interview, great guy, and we certainly wish him all the best. And don't forget, you can catch his podcast at Snakes Takes, and you can catch that on the TuneIn app that we just talked about earlier that we're now available on. You can catch Snakes Takes every week, and he's going to give you the skinny on what's going on in the world of Jake Plummer, the NFL, and anything else he wants to talk about. And it was great to have him on the show this week. Also, our good buddy Papa Bowie in the greater Spokane, Washington. You know, the holiday season is coming up, and you need to get yourself some great products. And Papa Bowie has got some great sauces. And as you heard in the interview, he's got some more on the way. But go to his website, bowiesgourmet.com. Check out what he's got going on and order. You know, we love small businesses. We love entrepreneurs. That is what is
the foundation of this country, and get out there and support. Yes, we love the big name brands. We love all of that stuff. That's great. But folks like Papa Bui and Bui's Gourmet, every bottle that he sends out has got his personal time, effort, energy to be the best it can possibly be. And I can tell you, I'm sitting here on the mean streets of Tampa, and I'm looking right now at my bottle of sweet Jamaican jerk sauce, and it's fantastic. And I brought it with me to share with some of my friends that are here in Tampa with me, because I think that much of the product. So get out there, get online, and purchase it as quickly as you can so that you got it in time for the holidays. It'll make a great stocking stuffer. Or for all you women out there, it's a great gift for your husband. He will love it. I promise you, if he loves spending any time in or around the grill, or the oven for that matter, you're going to want to give it a shot. Just buy a bottle and tell Papa Bui that Tailgate Radio sent you. So thanks for having him on this week. We'll get back to our good friend Stacy Moore next week from Inside Tailgating Magazine. We'll also have Show Funaki next week. It was just really difficult to get them on and coordinated with my schedule out here in Tampa and with them with their schedules. And so I apologize for them not being on the show this week, but we'll have them back next week and get back on track there, as well as Ashley in the Weather Center. Things just get thrown off when I'm not in studio and have to do this from the road. So we will get back to our regular broadcasting team next week. But for everybody at Tailgate Radio, Bill, Jen, Michael, Nick, Cade, everybody in the studio, on our team, the good folks over at Midroll, if you want to advertise on our show, give me a call on our hotline and I'll connect you with our advertising team over at Midroll. They are fantastic. We love those folks over there, and they do a great job bringing you great deals on advertising through our show. So if you don't think people are listening, with all the platforms we have, and a great thing about advertising on our show is they never go away. You know, if you listen to the radio, once that show is over for the day, it's gone for good. But with our show, you can actually go back and listen to the very first episode through all the weeks. And guess what? Those advertisements don't leave. They are always there. So it's a great value. Heck, I've listened to podcasts that are 4 and 5 years old. And guess what? Those advertisers are still getting love. So if you really want to take your business to the next level, and have a creative and cost-effective way to advertise your products, do it right here on Tailgate Radio. We would love to have you as a sponsor and learn more about your product and get it out there, because we don't advertise products we don't believe in, and we don't try ourselves and think that it's the best in its category. So we're always looking for new and unique and really high-level quality products to advertise on our show. So, again, if you want to do that, give me a shout. We'll get you in touch with the right people, and you can have your advertising right here on Tailgate Radio in the near future. So for everybody here, folks, I'm going to wrap it up. And as we always say, as I'm looking at Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium over the ledge across my hotel room, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Thank you for tuning in to Tailgate Radio. We'll catch you on down the road. All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup.
Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add to your existing Dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing Dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit kingcontrols.com to find a retailer near you or go to getyourtailgater.com and order it online. That's kingcontrols.com or getyourtailgater.com.